Welcome to today's coffee break for March 24th. Nice to see everybody, and I hope you're well. One thing I want to kind of shift with the coffee break is I think, you know, while we're not here to pretend that what's happening in our world isn't happening, but let's try to keep things positive and stay away from some of the things that, you know, come to mind because we've been listening to the media. Do you mind pausing that? Or, yeah, at least turn it way down. So how's everybody's day going? So I'm at home. I'm not work from home because we've been deemed an essential service, and that's cool. But I did come home today just for this brief time, and I have an interesting thing happening today because one of the fun kind of shifts in our world right now is that everybody's work from home that needs to be. And there's an opera singer that we all really love, Claudalia. I don't know if you guys have seen The Voice UK. Have you guys seen that?
Clips of it, yes.
So do you remember seeing the opera singer?
Yeah, the one that the lady a few years ago that was
not at all. No, this is like this year. Season 9. Yeah,
no.
She's not a little girl. No, she's a woman. But anyways, needless to say, she, like all of us, are stuck at home in self-isolation. So I've actually been able to set up with her. My daughter is going to be getting singing lessons today. Through Zoom from a UK London-based opera singer. So that's pretty cool. So I came home so that I could get her set up with that. So, hi, Ron.
Hi, Rob.
I like your background.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, nice. That'd be great for Flight Sim.
Yeah, that reminds me, 15 years ago, there was we have a show loosely translated to around Norway, where they were a pilot. He is a captain in the biggest Norwegian airline, SAS. He and his son had built in one of the sheds in the basement. They have built a flight simulator where they are simulating flying internally in Norway.
Nice.
And a flight who normally takes two hours in the
It's real time. Sweet.
So the door the door behind them is it looks like
a cabin door.
Yeah.
Nice. I've dreamt of one. You know, like the dream as a teenager was always to have like an arcade setup. So I still have like the steering wheel with force feedback and all that kind of stuff in storage. Never a use for it, but I dream that one day I'll have a space and the kids can play with that. That'd be a lot of fun. And I'm going to borrow Ron's monitor setup.
Mm-hmm. Now this is the whole size of the office. Like my arms are touching both walls.
Oh yes.
And I'm actually on my wife's computer, which is like directly across. It's like I could touch both computers. This is our office, which is actually like behind our closet.
Yeah.
You have to actually walk through the closet to get through the office.
Nice. Oh, is that ever cool?
So
we'll call it your safe room.
It kind of is. It's kind of like we had to, 6 years ago, we had a house fire and we lost our home.
Oh dear!
So on the plus side, we got to build this wonderful new home in the same location, and so we had to work really hard to figure out where we were going to have an office. And I really didn't want to put the office in the basement.
Yep.
So we managed to squeeze it in behind the closet.
That's neat. That's cool.
So you actually have a walk-through closet, not just a walk-in closet.
Yes, we have a walk-through closet. Yeah. Exactly.
It's like a hidden gem,
right,
in your house. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Henry.
So
that's cool. I think Henry has joined us. Maybe he can only hear us. Oh, and my puppy is coming to say hello too. Adler, do you want to come over here? Adler, come say hi. You can't really climb by Zach, but
how cute.
Yeah, there he is. Oh, he definitely wants to climb over you. Yeah, this is Adler, everyone.
Just so you know, Robbie, there is a flight simulator on Linux.
Yes, cool. Okay, that's my Pinebook Pro.
Oh boy.
what flight simulator is it that you use on Linux?
It's called Flight Gear.
What is it?
It's called Flight Gear.
Flight Gear. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, watch for
it's
that.
It's quite good. It's quite good, actually.
Yes, it is.
I think I actually in that same big Rubbermaid tub as the steering wheel, I have an old Logitech flight stick with the accelerator, whatever you call it, everything.
Nice.
I got kind of set up.
Yeah, like back in maybe my early 20s, I got into collecting those kinds of peripherals and then never actually, I used them for a while, but just put them in storage and decided I would never get rid of them because it's the kind of thing that you just don't want to have to replace when the kids are old enough to use them.
Yeah, the last time
my rudder pedals are on the floor.
What's that?
I said my rudder pedals are on the floor.
Your ramekins?
No, my rudder pedals.
Oh, rubber pedals. How did I hear ramekins?
No, the rudder that you use to control the pedals that you
rudder,
use to control
rudder. Rudder. Okay. Yes, I got you.
Yeah.
I don't have that, but the force feedback steering wheel does have the gas and brake. And a gear shift.
Okay. Adler wants a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it takes some space. Hey, Storm Chaser. Welcome. We can't hear you yet, doesn't seem. And I am, I've still got to go back to work, and I'm covered in dog hair now.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Is my audio echoing?
Hey, there you are. Yeah, we can hear you now. Welcome. So this being our coffee break, how many of us besides myself actually have a cup of coffee in their hand? I don't see enough coffee. Hey, there's Solbu with it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Coke has got caffeine. I guess that counts. Yeah.
And I also
my lunch. In a while.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll probably get
Tea,
but, all right. I had tea in here, but I drank it already.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm halfway done this, and we just started. How's everybody faring today? Everybody doing okay?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Doing well.
As far as I know.
I got a call from my brother today. He's a taxi driver 2 hours south over here.
Yeah.
He is passing through here. He's one of the few who actually have a lot to do.
Ah, wow. Yes. I wouldn't.
Transport. He also is doing
that's
some
tough.
Transports. So people who are done in hospitals and people are going in.
Right.
Yeah.
So is he wearing any kind of respirator or anything like that to keep himself protected?
He told my mother last week that the taxis are have a plastic window.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
And no cash handling.
No.
Which is a bit troublesome because in Norway you are legally required to accept cash if one of the if they
oh,
pay
yes.
one, yeah so you can't deny anyone from using cash in
right.
this
that's tough. I think if everything is to schedule, our Studio E is being painted right now.
Very good.
That is cool. assuming the painters are allowed to go into work, which I haven't heard otherwise. So I think I'll give them a call this afternoon and the property management company who's doing the painting for us and just find out kind of what the status is and see where when I can get a key. I'm so nervous about that. I still don't have a key for the painting.
Yeah.
I worked it into the lease, so they will do the initial like refresh painting. So
nice.
So they're gonna like give it a fresh coat of paint on all walls, and and they've cleaned the carpets, and so all that stuff is like it's ready to move in. And then my end of the construction will just be having our contractor build the sets. So we don't need to actually paint walls and stuff, but we need to create sets which are, you know, built out from those walls.
Yeah, that saves you quite a lot of time because the paint has to dry.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to be, but I mean, we're moving in on Saturday, and today's Tuesday, so.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Yeah, sure is. Yeah, and everything has gone quite well so far. I mean, I am nervous about the fact I don't have a key, but I can't imagine they would close the doors without telling me beforehand, because I've already paid, I've already got the insurance and everything in place. Internet is meant to be installed on Thursday, so that's cool. Kind of cool. So I wanted to have that in place before we moved, because then we can do vlogs and stuff from there, maybe a Zoom for the Kickstarter supporters and that kind of thing.
Fiber or cable?
What's that, Solbu?
What kind of connection do you get?
It's going to be 50 up and a gig down.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It also has LTE failover, so if our internet goes down, we've got the LTE to broadcast over. Very and we don't have to pay, you don't have to pay extra for the bandwidth. It's actually provided as a failover service from the ISP.
Wow,
so it's going to be it's gonna, whole new world for Category 5, that's for sure.
So, no more downtime.
Yeah, no more downtime, but also like no more having to downscale to 720 for our live feed. Like I'm pretty confident we'll be able to do at least 1080p. We may be able to even go 2K if we're lucky. So,
oh wow,
we'll see.
So
I've never done that, so I don't know what kind of latency that introduces. But I suspect, you know, Google has really good low latency transcoders. So I think it should.
Yeah, I noticed that when I moved here, the latency on streaming sites got way down. The national TV, and my latency was about a minute after the live TV.
Wow.
And after I came here, it's 15 seconds.
Wow. I don't think we've ever been that bad. Like, we're what, about 20, 30 seconds, guys?
Yeah.
If you're watching live?
Depends on the platform.
Yeah, I guess so.
Roku is much worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. What Roku model do you have, Bill?
The top of the line.
Oh yeah, like the current one. Okay.
Yeah.
Really, that's surprising. I still do the development on an old Roku 2, mm-hmm. and I had thought, and it's really slow, and so I had thought about upgrading to a more current one.
Yeah, I think it's
but it still works.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the model of the Roku makes any difference. I think it's just the streaming path, but. I have a Roku 3, and I see probably 30 or 40 second delay from when I see something appear. When I type something on the Discord chat, it takes at least 30 or 40 seconds before it appears on the Roku stream.
Right.
You know what would be an interesting...
Go ahead, Robbie.
What I was thinking is it would be an interesting test to bring up Kodi and... Roku at the same time and see what the latency difference is, because those are actually feeding from the same HLS server. Mm. So if it is in fact the stream, it will probably be pretty well synced. If it's the Roku device or their platform, then that would tell us if it's maybe something in that platform that causes a delay. Maybe they have more buffering or something. YouTube, on the other hand, Bill, is a completely separate feed. We actually send directly to them.
Yeah, that's about 15 to 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, considering we are sending HD video and they're transcoding it down to 320 and 240 and 480, and so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It amazed me when I first got DSL, which wasn't very fast at the time. Yeah. I was able to do a ping to a website back in Australia and get a response, a round time response less than a second, and I couldn't believe it.
Unreal, yeah.
Mind blown, you know.
Yeah. Crazy. And here we are, like And I know that those who are watching this on demand see it, but I'll show you guys. So this is my Pinebook Pro, which is a $200 Linux laptop.
Got to get there's what,
and there's what the feed looks like. So that's the feed from my perspective. And then I've got my phone over here, and everything's wireless, right?
Yep.
By the way, Robbie, how well does the Pinebook Pro work? I haven't seen any of the Category 5 videos on it, and I haven't really seen too many reviews on it. So how well does it work in terms of just an everyday do work machine?
I got to say, you got to watch those videos, dude. I did kind of go through it. Bill, you probably have a really good perspective on this. Now, I've been using it as kind of a remote terminal, and so it works fabulous for that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I rarely use it as its own standalone, just because I'm very much a cloud-based worker, so none of my devices have, like this device doesn't have any files on it, and if my laptop breaks, that's why I'm able to recover so quickly anytime I have a computer crash or something. I don't really use the device itself other than as a remote terminal. So for what I'm using it for, which is basically Google Remote Desktop into an i9-9900K, it operates as a screaming little device. So I can do my video editing and everything on it because I'm doing it remotely to the server. But I use it for general stuff, like just surfing the web and uploading videos to YouTube and stuff like that. The webcam is pretty miserable, but I mean, what do you expect? It doesn't need to be good. It's just a convenience thing, right?
It's definitely worth it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh, for $200, yeah. Just be careful with it. It's really thin, which gives it that really nice sleek look, but it also makes the plastic pretty, you know, you could see that you could crack it if you weren't careful.
Yeah, so, but I imagine that compiling software on it is maybe not recommended.
But again, Solbu, who's going to do that, right? That's not the intention behind the device. Yeah, you would. Yeah, you have way too much time on your hands.
Yeah, I do.
No,
too much time on my hands.
But anytime,
I do compiling a few times a week because I'm a
partner. Yeah. But you would set up a little i7 or something that you can just fire on whenever you need to do compiling, and then you would just throw your code on it and start the compile. It's like how I render 2K video from my Pinebook Pro, but I'm connecting to an i9 with M.2 storage, right?
So you mean cross-architecture compiling or something like that?
Sorry, what's that, Storm Chaser?
So you mean like cross-architecture compiling or something like that? You just throw it on a more powerful machine and cross-compile it to the ARCH64 architecture and then load it back onto your Pinebook, or...?
Yeah, you could, like if you're compiling software. That's a little different.
I'll write on the Pinebook. I have no problem with that at all. True. I can even do that on the old Pinebook. I don't have a Pinebook.
Yeah. Sorry, maybe I misunderstood. Certainly when I create NEMS Linux, for example, I actually use each device to compile itself, to compile the software. Otherwise, it's time consuming on like the Pi Zero. But it's worth it because you know that the software is going to be perfectly compiled for that architecture and that hardware. So
in the distribution that I compile for, we have, I think we have two ARM architectures that we support because someone donated a few devices.
Yeah.
And compiling is something that takes an hour on a regular, it takes 3 or 4 days to compile.
That's crazy. Solbu, what I would do in this case, if you wanted to use Pinebook Pro for like software generation, is I would get a ROC Pro 64, which is the same exact SBC, just a different form factor. They just kind of flattened it out for the notebook. You could compile on the ROC Pro 64 separate from your Pinebook Pro, and then you just transfer the software onto the Pinebook Pro, and then... And then you're not using the laptop to do all your compiling, but you still get software that's compiled for that hardware. Might be a fun way to do it.
So another thing that I do as well, apart from compiling, is I do a lot of writing in a using the text text formatting language, So we're also known as LaTeX or LaTeX 2E. It's all pure text, so it's really easy to version control with Subversion or Git or whatever you've got, and that's one of the reasons I like it. It has no trouble, even the Pinebook, not the Pro, the Pinebook has no trouble at all.
Really?
Controlling all that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What I do have a problem with is anything that's graphic intensive, and you've seen this, Robbie. Anytime you want to drag a window around or anything like that, that will cause a problem.
I haven't had any of that kind of trouble on the Pinebook Pro.
I'm not surprised. When you were able to do that, when you were able to stream YouTube on the Pinebook Pro, I said, I've got to get me one of those.
Yeah. And that was on the Debian install.
Okay, Robbie, have you ever tried the Moonlight project or Project Moonlight?
Moonlight. That's not mono related.
I've heard the name.
No, it's not. It's an open source game streaming thing. So basically, you have a big beefy computer with an NVIDIA graphics card above a GTX 600, and then you stream that to any computer, even remotely, so you can like not be at home where your computer is, and you can still stream it there. So you could do. I'm pretty sure you can do that with the Pinebook Pro.
That would be amazing. Beautiful. Yeah, I've used similar technologies to that, and then Stadia came out, and it really reminded me of that, but I couldn't remember the name of it, because Google's Stadia is doing exactly that with their supercomputers. They basically just got streaming computers that you're connecting to. I think that's the next generation of gaming, for sure.
But that would still need a pretty strong graphics card on your on the client, right? On the Pinebook.
No, that's what's beautiful about it. It uses... it uses like video playback, so just as well as playing video.
There must be a delay. You couldn't really play a game real time like
You'd
that.
You think so, right? Remember we were talking about low latency?
Yeah.
It's insane. Now they've got proprietary codecs that are just, they're unbelievably real time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you think about it. Most of us have gig down. And if you're playing a game like that, you don't need to send any data other than how many buttons do you need on your controller?
For yourself, I have DSL. I'll be lucky if I get 20 meg.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that you could do it with DSL. I think you probably need like 200 meg or more.
I'm pretty sure I've got DSL. I've got like 15 megabits down.
Yeah, right.
I had that before I moved here. I had 16 down and 1 megabit up. And now I have 100 in both directions.
Beautiful. Oh my goodness.
I would love to get fiber to the house. That would be just a wonderful thing.
And I mentioned it in text in the chat a few months ago, but maybe last year. But after I moved in, I was downloading YouTube the playlist because I wanted to download a whole album of it was just a static video, but the music, so each video was about 5 megs. It was about 10 tracks in the playlist. Each track was downloading so fast that I thought it failed because in my previous flat when I downloaded something and it failed, it was just a few seconds and then it went to the next one. And each track now downloaded at the same speed as it previously used to fail. So I had to read it
incredible.
A few seconds before us. No, it actually worked. Wow.
Yeah. I uploaded the last time I uploaded one of these coffee breaks. I'm uploading it at the studio, and it took what was it an hour and a half, Solvu, I think. And then it was having trouble transcoding to HD, so I downloaded it back again from Vimeo. And my download speed, it took 1 minute.
It's no surprise at all.
Yeah. And I said to the ISP where we're installing at the studio, I'm like, can't we skew this a little bit more toward uploads? Like, we've got a gig down and 50 megs up. Like, give me 500, 500 or something, right? Can't do that. So wouldn't it be nice if they could skew it the other way? For broadcast.
That'd be really nice.
You'd need something like ISDN or so to do that, wouldn't you? Instead of a cable.
Or fiber. Fiber would do it. Fiber is 4 times the price, though.
In the old flat, I had an ISDN up until I moved. And in this house, phone service is not even is not installed even. So yeah. And in three years, they are shutting down the entire base landline phone service in the entire country. They're going completely mobile.
Wow!
Wow!
Yeah, I'm all VoIP based now. Like, I don't have a real phone line. Haven't for years. I cut the phone line when we moved into this house, and installed VoIP. So all my phone jacks work.
That's interesting because I don't know. There's part of me is like that's kind of sad because I still even though I'm younger than the generation that got to play with dial up BBSs and all that stuff, I still like that idea that you can just dial up a BBS over a phone line.
Sure, but you say it's sad, but it's actually kind of cool because even though I'm using VoIP. As I said, my jacks are all active, so we have traditional, mm-hmm. like old school phones plugged into the phone jacks.
And it doesn't like drop in my kitchen, it doesn't do it. I don't know if it doesn't do the phone line equivalent of packet drops.
No.
Oh wow. Okay. They must have improved upon that.
But I mean, like if you want to go retro, right?
Yeah.
This is my kitchen phone.
Oh wow, that's
cool. The black one
at the studio. At the studio, we're putting in a payphone, mm-hmm. just at Studio E. So that's one of the things on the shopping list. So
yeah,
well, guys.
Until last year, I had an old-fashioned a rotary phone.
Yeah, well, you can't do that with VoIP, I don't think. But
yeah,
yeah. The payphone we're putting in has touch buttons, but it's made to look like a rotary phone, but it is buttons. So
yeah,
guys, I got to get rolling because we've got this singing lessons coming up, but it's been nice having you here for our coffee break, and my coffee's empty, so I need another one of those.
Yeah, I need to go upstairs and get some coffee or tea or something too. So
we'll be doing this again tomorrow, and I hope you can join us. Don't forget to check out our Kickstarter campaign at cat5.tv/kick. I added a couple of really cool perks there. So check out what's there if you haven't already supported the campaign. Hoping that we would see maybe a couple of companies that would take on one of the sponsorship opportunities. So if maybe you have friends who own businesses that are, you know, maybe when we're all through what's going on in the world right now, they're going to need some promotion. I'd be happy to work with them. So there's some really neat opportunities there too. So thanks, everybody. Yeah, see you again tomorrow.
All right, tomorrow.
Thank you.
Zach couldn't speak today because I've got the headset, but he's here, and he would have participated if I had the tech.
Yeah, he looks thrilled.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yes, he's watching The Office on the TV at the same time. So so he's just having a blast. Yeah,
dreaming back to old days when people actually had an office.
Yes. Take it easy, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Take care. See you, everybody. Bye.
See you.
Bye.